Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's Uncensored Match Build Up Show.
The worst wave ever.
What is that?
I waved to the camera like this. When you said hello, everyone went. So we're playing Stoke at the weekend. fantastic. yeah, crunch clash as it turns out. Ross and I did the running show a couple of weeks ago, which you keep referring to. It was a belter. We talked about at the time, Ross, about how the fixtures fell favourably for us around a Champions League, at the time, potential Champions League semi-final. The two teams most likely to be relegated. As it turns out, West Brom didn't go quite so well. Stoke also not quite as relegated as we hoped they were going to be coming into this game. But the way it's fallen, the way we've left it for ourselves, 4 points will secure Champions League again via domestic qualification for next season. We really need, look, we can get 4 points from Chelsea and Brighton if we have to, but let's be perfectly honest, and let's think of it from a Jürgen Klopp perspective, he's going to want to get 3 points, get it in the bag and make life a little bit easier between now and the end.
Yeah, I've said this for the past couple of weeks, even before the City games, if just, I know I said make them a nothing, but what I meant was just have top four secure and have that pressure off your team going, you know, we can rest some players as and when we need to, rather than We're down to the bones already in some places we mentioned before we recorded, midfield especially, we're lacking, very thin. And Milner, who's not ageing, but he's significantly older than the rest of them, playing three games in a week, two intense games in a week is a lot for him. For my own security and peace of mind, I wouldn't mind 3 points on the board just to go, Chelsea game can be like a draw and it won't really matter. And then the Champions League game is therefore after. But yeah, you need to, I'd rather go full strength again.
Absolutely. I think Ross is right in terms of the intensity of the games, John. Like, Rome's going to be something else. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be all the might of the Romans behind them trying to create another miracle and what have you. That's going to be something else. But, you know, again, this is a Stoke side battling. This is a Stoke side who will take heart from the West Brom game. And this is a Stoke side who have got that snidey fighting, battling quality in them. They'll relish using that, and they will be looking to boot us off the park to try and upset us in any way they can.
Yeah, and exactly, and you know what their team talk is going to be like. They're going to be down, their head's not going to be on it. It's going to be a difficult game for, I think, everybody, just after the huge emotions of last night, just to try and get back in zone again and to try and get everything going. But it's such a vital game, really, because we don't want to be going into Chelsea having to win it, particularly after coming back from Rome. So it's a case of kind of just rolling up the sleeves and getting almost one last win just to secure that, really, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. It's we did a bit of this on the podcast, Chris, but this is what it is. This is who we've got available to us. We'll talk a little bit in a minute about preferred 11s and some of the midfield options, because I think it's an interesting discussion. But there's a degree to which,
under other circumstances, maybe if the game in the first leg was a little tighter, if we didn't have a 3-goal lead, or if we picked up 2 more points against West Brom, we would have the option to go a touch weaker in this. But I think we've kind of got very little choice but to go as strong as we possibly can.
Yeah, I think that's the, I think that's the case. I think, you know, players are going to want to be focused on the Roma game, but they've got to know that this is the bread and butter, and Jürgen Klopp will not be letting these players rest on the laurels. We've seen, we've had a couple of disappointing results in the Premier League. You know,
it unravels quickly, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You know, Everton, West Brom, and then all of a sudden, you know, you've got two draws, and teams can close in on you. The difficulty that we've got is that I think Jürgen Klopp in a normal situation would be going into this and going, get a couple of goals up against these and the Reds will drop. And the Stoke players will be looking at it going, well, we saw that against West Brom and they were able to get back into it. Because Stoke will be thinking exactly what you said, Jonathan. These lads are going to want to start resting at some point during this game. And if we're in and around close enough to be within a decent result, we can hit them towards the end of the game and they probably won't want to be in it. They'll be thinking about the next game and stuff like that. Favourably, we played on Tuesday, we've got an early kickoff, and then we've got till Wednesday. So I think we can afford to go full strength in that regard as well. You know, you're looking at, what, 4 or 5 days between each game. That's sound. That's not too bad at all.
Absolutely. For you, would you change formation for this game?
No, I don't think so. I think it's about securing the points. And I think, for me, it's about putting your best team out there and saying, use this as a dress rehearsal. For me, it's about getting the two centre-halves in and getting them up against Peter Crouch and going, you're going to come up against two big men at the weekend. I want you to have a little bit more practice against Peter Crouch today. And that's what it's about for me. I wouldn't be changing formations. I wouldn't be doing anything. I'd go out there, play your game, keep in rhythm, because it's difficult sometimes, is it, when you change formation to stay in rhythm. I was actually really impressed with how well Liverpool played after making changes. Sometimes you can make a few changes, rest a few players, and then the first team come back and it's not quite the same. These lads were exceptional the other night, and I want them to be exceptional. If we play anything 50% like what we played against Roma, we'll snot Stoke.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a couple of different options, haven't we, Ross, throughout the season. Look, we know by and large what Jürgen likes. We know what his ideal is. We've adapted when we've needed to adapt, though. You know, we've seen a few away performances where we've had a pseudo 4-4-2, but more like a 4-2-2-2. We've seen us play three at the back a couple of times. We've seen it predominantly to see games out. So we know we do have that in our locker if needs be. And the big issue is just with so many injuries to midfield. We're down to our last three senior midfielders. For you, and again, well, do you prefer 11s in a second? But for you, without necessarily going into names, do you put someone in who's not necessarily a natural fit, or do you bring someone up from the academy who is a natural fit, or do you protect one of your midfielders by just having two in midfield?
I was torn, but now we've just discussed going full strength, and then that's just convinced me to just go full strength.
Yeah.
And get it done. I did toy with maybe Ben Woodburn putting him in there, but then much first team football as he played recently, and you talk about rhythm going into this next game, maybe players can just take confidence, and maybe if we do snot them and we say 3-4-0 up, which could happen. You know, Stoke are still battling for relegation, so they might give us a bit of a challenge, but if that's the case, then start resting players.
What about yourself, John?
I would kind of look at this a bit more differently. I think they're with midfield being so tight, and like we're only like an injury away from we played 3-3. We have three midfielders fit at the moment. If anything happens in Rome or whatever, do you take the chance of gambling at a kid or unknown, which isn't ideal, particularly in the cauldron? So I'm looking at it that my preferred 11 is to go three at the back at the weekend, simply because we have options to go three at the back, and I think we should get some practice in with the team, with the personnel in. Yeah. And then, because it is a formation that we've used a lot, we've closed out a lot of games with it, and I think it's just a more beneficial factor just to try it at the weekend, to get used to it, get the personnel in.
I think that's a really good, that's a good thing. I think it'll definitely be in the consideration. Now, it's not quite the same, but we saw in the Merseyside derby, because we saw Gini Wijnaldum playing in the six, even though Henderson was in the team, because we knew he'd have to get used for that. Now, Jonathan's right, it's not the same circumstances, but he's right. I'm not sure we necessarily prepare ourselves for the worst, because sometimes that can creep it, that can have a negative mindset to the team. But I think that's a consideration. You say, well, hang on, if Curtis Jones or Ben Woodburn are our fourth midfield option, whomever that is, whether it's one of them two or it's someone else, for Rome, as in,
if we get an injury like a la Oxlade-Chamberlain and we have to drop in, who is that player? I think there's a strong case to say at least get them warmed into it, because you wouldn't want to drop either of those lads into the Stadio Olimpico in a game of that.
I think you're right, and I suppose this is where Jonathan was kind of alluding to. Maybe, you know, we've seen out games with the three at the back. Maybe we go three at the back against Roma, exactly. And that's actually practice for that. Mm. You know, you've got Dzeko, we're going to have Schick up front as well. Do we play Klavan? Do we play Lovren? Do we play Van Dijk in that game? And I expect to go, you know, almost a free man to go and find the ball when it comes into our box. Is that our shutdown strategy? Are we going to use it for a full 90 minutes? Because we just don't need to concede three goals, basically. And it could be both ways, couldn't it? It could be, you look at it like, because of the midfielder, because he's your fourth choice, you don't want to get into that situation. So would you play three at the back to negate that?
Mm. Yeah, no, very, very interesting stuff. It's mad. Become weirdly fascinating. Yes. It's like, part of me is like, this is just a massive inconvenience. We could just very much do with not
Isn't
having a game.
Isn't that just Stoke in general?
No, exactly. Stoke is nothing but an inconvenience. It's just basically it only
sooner
exists
the sooner they're out of this league, the better.
Well, it's just a thing that just makes it slightly more difficult to get to Alton Towers. That's what Stoke is. You know what I mean? It's just
great.
It's all Stoke is, really. And obviously, a hard place occasionally to take points from. And a place that doesn't like flares.
Flares.
A disgrace.
It always rains on Mondays. People would have you believe.
And wet and wind. Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, we won't have to worry about that mercifully. But yeah. It just wanted to turn into a fascinating encounter because of that, because this could be there's a little bit of a sense of excitement for me about how we do approach this, because there is an unknown, and I think we'll get a real sense of the squad. And it's a catch-22 situation, damned if you do and damned if you don't, because if we go weakened and we don't do it, we put the stress on, and everyone says, what are we doing putting the stress on in the league? If you go full strength, people will fear that we've lost something from the tank for Rome, so massive decisions. We're going to find out what the guys representing here would do if it was up to them in a moment. But before I do, it is our absolute pleasure to announce that Red Men TV is having yet another end of season live show. Come down, get involved. Tickets are available now. We'll put the link in the description underneath as well, and get onto at the Red Men TV if you want more. Promises to be an absolutely incredible night, and hopefully we'll have some massive things to celebrate. Bit of a send off for the domestic season, hopefully. Bit of a send-off leading towards the Champions League final as well. Yeah, very, very good stuff. Come see us in Liverpool. Ross, what is your preferred 11? Interesting.
Yeah.
No.
But why no?
Klavan, right, centre-back.
Yeah, potato, potato, it's fine.
It's not fine. Go on, let's see what everyone's gone for.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, that's John's aforementioned three at the back. My issue, right, and I've gone for Gomez at centre-half in this one. I'm not necessarily sure we will see it. I go for preferred because the moving Van Dijk to the right hand side, the moving putting the Klavan as the left side at centre back thing, I'm not comfortable with that.
Sort it like Ross then.
I know exactly. You know, just do it Ross's way. I'm not comfortable with that as a partnership at the moment. A lot is predicated on client's fitness here. I think you've stuck it out with Trent, Chris.
Yeah, he's boss.
Okay, no fears.
no fears whatsoever. I'd say, you know, it's a few days since the other game in Anfield against Roma, and then it's going to be a few days until we go and play them again. I think he's fine for that.
He had a rest at West Brom as well.
Yeah, you know, and then you're looking at Chelsea, yeah, probably play him. Then you're looking at West Brom, he's got 3 weeks off before the Champions League Brighton. Final, and you're laughing.
Brighton. Yeah,
Brighton, sorry, yeah, you got 3 weeks off before the Champions League final, and you're laughing.
Sounds like
he's also 19, so he's full of fucking beans, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I like the centre back shout, John. If I'm honest, yeah, well, I think the Trent and Moreno wing back options is decent.
It's a fairly flexible system, and thankfully we have a lot of players that are pretty flexible because Gomez can push on. He's played a lot of right back. He saw him play the right side for England very well as well. He's capable of pushing.
No, I didn't.
In midfield.
Yeah, absolutely
did not. I did not watch England.
Watch the highlights for Gomez when he did so well. Clavin similarly can push on, and even Van Dijk, if he has to, can bring the ball out from the back and sit a bit deeper. If it is a case that there's quite a low back.
It's an interesting shelter having Virgil van Dijk in the middle, because we've seen that four at the back with a holding mid, the way we play it, can sometimes be pseudo three at the back-ish. The issue is how many minutes in the legs have you got for Henderson, Gini and Milner? And if we're getting told that one of them needs to have a rest to be able to go the full 90 in Rome, then actually you could do a lot worse than Van Dijk play that centre of the three, David Luiz would play it, or Christensen plays it for Chelsea.
I think the way you do that is you stick Van Dijk or Lovren. I think if you remove Klavan and put Lovren in there, I'd be more than happy with that as a side.
I was just thinking Lovren, it's more just, he's had a little niggle recently, it's more just getting a bit of rest by.
This is the thing we just don't know. That's what makes this so difficult, is that there's Klopp's going to get a spreadsheet on Friday, probably, or you know, Friday morning or Thursday night, and it's literally going to be a breakdown of every player, and it's going to have a number of minutes next to them. And he's basically going to have to sit down and balance how these players play in the games. And we know Jordan Henderson hasn't played a lot of back-to-back games this season. Dejan Lovren hasn't played a lot of back-to-back games this season. That's massive, and that's why I don't know what that will do it, but I like the notion of if you find a way to only have to start two of the three from Gini, Milner or Henderson, it does give you the best option of freshness for the week. But you know, it is a very, very tough one.
It's very much a forward thinking kind of almost a tactical selection I've just gone with there, just to try and play that game of chess for the Roma
and
game.
The only other one we've all otherwise gone for the normal front three, apart from Chris, you've gone for Ings.
I went for
again.
A 4-2-3-1.
Yeah,
I've been talking about Firmino in there for ages, haven't I? I don't think that we will ever do that now. I think Firmino is just the number nine. But you know what? It's a way of dropping a player in who doesn't normally play midfield for us and can fill a gap. Mm-hmm. Jonathan's gone about it a different way and put three at the back and two in the midfield. I've gone two of those three midfielders, but I've just dropped Firmino back a level.
It's an interesting
And then you get more minutes into Ings's legs, and you know, the same back five for me. I like that as a team, to be honest with you.
I think
it's a solid little team. I don't think we've got a hope in hell of seeing it. I don't think Klopp will consider it in any way, shape, or form. But I like it.
Yeah, you know what's telling is that we've gone in a week from basically all of us picking exactly the same team because we knew exactly what it was going to be against Roma to no one has got a clue what the hell is going on.
We're all trying to bluff and double guess.
And as I say, it breeds with it a certain degree of excitement.
You mentioned it before, the 4-2-2-2, and you could play Ings and Solanke up top with Mane and Salah, or you could play Firmino up top with an Ings or a Solanke. That's another way of getting two midfielders from the three of them playing.
Like I said, there's another one I said a few weeks ago. I wouldn't mind seeing it, whether it's off the bench. I'd like to see Woodburn get some minutes. You know, I've got him in my team. I put him in the attacking of the position. I put him in the right hand. I put him in the Oxlade-Chamberlain position. Basically, I'm not sure if he's particularly suited to, but we saw him do it was actually from the left, but we saw him do the pseudo Coutinho thing in pre-season, left of the midfield, left of the eight, as it were. Said this on the podcast as well, that if he's good enough, this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
This is a big opportunity for him. And again, I think you know he's had experience in the UEFA Youth League this season. It doesn't compare in any way, shape, or form. But he has been ticking along. He has been okay. A particular Stoke thing would be interesting for him because we've seen Trent's career jump on in a season. Look, I mean, I know he had he's actually almost in some regards better than Old Trafford in the game when he first played there. He made, certainly made less mistakes, but the Trent jumped on. He got given the opportunity, and he strode on to the point where we're now he's basically our best right back all of a sudden. Then would be a big chance for us for him to just go, okay, cool. Well, here's a little window of opportunity. This is how footballers' careers are made or broken sometimes. You know, I'm not saying he's going to go and be a Harry Kane or whatever, but you know, you can have your career written off sometimes, and it's hard to break into teams when the chips are down. You wouldn't necessarily choose a kid over a senior professional, but if you've got no choice, then you know it'll be down to Klopp to tell him and say, no, mate, this is on you, go and prove yourself.
Yeah, I think that's what happened at the end of last season when we played Stoke away and we ended up playing what Burnley midfield because we didn't have a choice. And that's kind of the only opportunity he's been given sometimes. It could have been in the FA Cup early rounds and the Carabao Cup, whatever the fuck it's called. He's been getting like 10 minutes here or there because we've needed him, we've had to. I think this is a case where you can either start the game and go, I'm putting my chips down for next season and make a point of I can be useful for this team. Yeah. Whereas I think if you look at Trent and what he's done, we needed him, but for a longer period, and he got more and more chances.
I would love that, though. I would just love this to be that game where Jürgen just unleashes the next kid. You know, like he bedded Trent in quite nicely. We've not seen too much of the others. I guess Solanke, you know, where he's had the opportunity. But someone coming up, just again, whether it might be a bit young for Curtis Jones, but again, you know, she's a big lad. That thing of like Jürgen says I'm ready, therefore I'm ready, and we've seen lads, you know, actually really step up.
What's he fighting
pressure.
For? Like Curtis Jones, what's he fighting for? It's probably Grujic's place in the team or something like that. You know, he might not be fighting for a first team spot right now, but an opportunity to get into matchday squads for next season.
Hey, listen, Chris, I know it's still a spell away, and we've still got a massive job to do in Rome before we get there. But listen, you put yourself in a matchday squad and you put an opportunity down. I'm not saying if we've got our senior players available, no one's playing their way into that from the fringes at this point. But we might not.
Ben might be on the bench in the Champions League final. You know what I mean? And that's what he'll be looking at as well, won't he? Yeah. And that's what these lads will be looking at. And they know that Jürgen Klopp trusts them. Yeah. They know that Jürgen Klopp puts his trust in young players to go out there and he'll trust them. And if he trusts them, for Jürgen Klopp, he'll trust him against Stoke and he'll trust him in a big game. Once you've got his trust, you've got it.
Yeah.
Whereas I think some managers will trust you to do a job against this team, but I'll hold you back against them because I'm never going to use you. I don't think Jürgen Klopp thinks like that, and I think they know that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. So very, very exciting in prospect for the Mighty Reds this weekend. Ross, what's your score prediction?
3-0.
Nice.
I'm saying, 3-0.
Cool. Chris?
3-1.
Yeah, I'll take a 3-1 on this. I think I could see it being similar to West Brom. You know, I want it to be more Bournemouth than West Brom. You know,
that's why I went 3-0 because I think the crowd at the Bournemouth game for a football match was amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be exactly the same this time. We're on the verge of going to the Champions League final. They put an incredible performance in last night. Just G them up as much as you can.
Yeah,
no,
actually,
LA all the way.
That is a fantastic voice. No, I agree. Okay, I'm changing my answer. I go
4-0. 4-0.
Frigate.
Why not?
Yeah, and then stride on into Rome and smash the Romans in their own back park and then.
Or cower in your hotel room.
Or cower in your hotel room and try not to die.
And then
hopefully, you know, walk on from there. Let me know your score predictions in the comments below. What is your preferred 11 as well? Gents, it's been a pleasure. Looking forward to the game at the weekend, and I hope you are too. If you want more build-up content, starting 11 predictions coming on Thursday. We've got a whole host of content. The podcast is out now as well, and the redmentv.com is the best place to get in-depth analysis of everything that's going on around the Mighty Reds on this wonderful season. Go subscribe, and we'll see you there. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.